Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Tawaka Ngugan. Today we are discussing the introduction of a new gold-backed currency aimed at addressing hyperinflation and bolster trust in the country's monetary policies. But first, a look at what's happening in other parts of the world. In desert Namibia, invasive acacia trees are sucking up valuable groundwater. Farmers cut them down to make way for pasture for their livestock. Now, a company has found a novel way to use fungi to turn the cut down trees into eco-friendly bricks. Vitalio Angula has the story from Namibia.
Mycelium density one.
Hilma Nashandi grows fungi at Mysoheb in Brakvater, just north of Namibia's capital, Windhoek. The company sells the mushrooms in retail shops, but the main product is underneath. The mushrooms, root-like mycelia, grow in a substrate of invasive acacia trees ground into sawdust.
So the mycelium in the substrate form a bond. Mycelium now behaves like a glue that is binding the substrates together as it feeds on it. Now you have more of like a block. So it will require some strength for you to like break it apart.
Workers press the blocks into square bricks. They are baked for 12 hours to increase their strength and durability and left to cool for another 24 hours before they are ready to use. Hafeni Tata is the supervisor of the brick making section at the Mysoheb project.
This is our finished product of extracting the brick. This is a very, very, very strong brick. It can weigh, its strength is about 35 MPs, and it weighs about, as a finished product, it weighs about 13 kilograms.
The finished bricks are tougher than concrete, Mysoheb says. Gilbert Shava is an architect on the company's building prototype project. He says the bricks also provide good insulation, making them ideal for Namibia's hot summers and cold winters. Plus, he says, making them does not generate much planet-warming carbon dioxide.
So the advantages of this brick is that, the carbon footprint of the brick, when you compare with the traditional bricks, it doesn't consume a lot of, it doesn't have cement in, because the process of making cement, that's where you've got a lot of carbon emissions.
Mysoheb says the government wants to get rid of at least 300 million tons of invasive acacia trees every 15 years. The company says it could turn those trees into bricks to help address the country's housing needs. Vitalio Angula, VOA News, Brakvater, Namibia.
Now back to Zimbabwe. Recently appointed Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, RBZ Governor Dr. John Mushayanu today officially launched the new currency in Harare.
With effect from today, the 5th of April 2024, banks shall convert the current Zimbabwe dollar balances into the new currency, which shall be called the Zimbabwe Gold. Z, capital Z, small I, capital G, ZIG in short. To foster simplicity, certainty, predictability in our financial affairs. The new currency will co-circulate with other foreign currencies in the country. I've been seeing stories on social media, people saying the central bank wants to convert our nostro balances into ZIG. Nothing of that sort is going to happen. Certainly not under my watch. I don't believe in taking people's assets. The multi-currency regime is there to stay until 2030, as enunciated in the SI. And the ZIG currency is going to co-circulate in the economy with all the other currencies that we have been using.
That was RPZ Governor Dr. John Mushabanu speaking in Harare this afternoon. Reacting to the new currency, the MDCT Finance and Economic Development Shadow Minister, Dr. Tapiwa Mashakada, says that changing currencies only will not stop hyperinflation in Zimbabwe.
Namzigurata wana munu Zimbabwe ndire kuti, marie lutai chinja kakawanda. Takambu iti e-bondi, tikazo iti RTGS, tikambu iti Zim dollar, kumashure uko, tatine mamwe futiman zita ataipa mariedu. Tikura mbatisungu ipa mazita. Tichi ipa exchange rate. Yatino kiki zira kuti, ndio paeno ufarangi iri. As exchange rate, ye maari haipiwi ne reserve bank. I-market. Inofana kuisa pachikero kuti mari yenyu inorema sei yakakombewa neus dollar. Saka ndo problem yandinayo nenyaya yekungochinja makarenzi musati maadresa mafundamentals chakonzeresa kuti musoro uteme chii kuti zim dollar ishaye basa muno muZimbabwe. Inyaya yekuti inflation haisi kukondroleka, inyaya yekuti parallel market rate haisi kukondroleka, inyaya yekuti hatina production.
That was MDCT Finance and Economic Development Shadow Minister Dr. Tapiwa Mashakada speaking to Studio 7 in Harare. Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Budget, Finance and Economic Development Chair Mr. Clemens Chidua says the new currency will stabilize the economy.
Zino tavane mariedu, and what is important is that let's embrace mariedu. Maria wapo, yes, you know, the exchange rate is going to be determined by the market. Tinotenda zukuru, ndiyo mariedu yato wapo, takwe ndamberi, imariedu yaka supportwa, ne gold, reserves aripo to defend our currency. Saka tinota risira kuti going forward, yes, you know, vanu, tunenge taku focusa on production, not on speculation. Because as long as the exchange rate yedu it determines the market and it never reserves akakwana to support the exchange rate. Hakuna ma movements anenge achiita. Isiri kutarisa kuti exchange rate yedu ngaive inenge yakadzikama. We are looking at a stable exchange rate.
That was the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Budget, Finance and Economic Development Chair, Honorable Clemens Chidua, speaking to Studio 7 in Harare. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Now back to our topic. Today we are discussing the monetary policy statement and the introduction of a new gold-backed currency, the Zimbabwe Gold or ZiG by the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. This follows the collapse of the Zimbabwean currency, which has changed names and forms over the years. And now to discuss this issue in detail, we are joined on the phone by Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Budget, Finance and Economic Development Chair, Honorable Clemens Chilua. Welcome to the program, Honorable.
Thank you so much. Welcome, listeners.
And we are also joined by economic analyst, Professor Gift Mugano. Welcome to the program, Prof.
Thank you very much for having me. Also allow me to respect Honorable Chidua with online. Thank you.
I'll start with you, Prof. What's your take on the new currency in Zimbabwe?
My view is that the so-called new currency is not really a new currency because we have been having this kind of currencies since 2016. I'm saying this because I just want to raise a point which I'm also hoping that my colleague, Honorable Chitua, who is in Parliament, can also take it into discussion, hopefully in Parliament and also in government. In 2016, I'll be very brief, where the bond note, which was backed by $400 million from Afro-Exim Bank, so it was a local currency backed by an asset being gold. And of course, we moved it to 2022, where we had gold coins and we had ZiG in 2023. So if you look at it, these were innovative kind of currencies which are being put in the market to try to stabilize the economy. And today we have ZiG, which is backed by gold and the US dollars at the tune of that, if I round it up, $300 million. Again, now what is my take? I will still see it failing. There are many factors which are at hand, but I will raise three. The first challenge is its acceptability in the market. As long as ZiG is not going to be used at the garages where we're buying fuel, as long as the ZiG is not going to be used at the passport office, at the schools where we pay our tuition fee for our kids, in the tax shops, in basic markets, then it fails on that point. Then the second point is issues of excessive liquidity from the treasury, because the current narrative from central bank, even when they were presenting the monetary policy, they were saying that the reserves, which are enough, we are three times more than the reserve money in the bank. That is a fact, and I agree with it. But what is not being looked at, it's the liquidity coming from treasury when they are paying contractors and civil servants. And this money is used when they receive payments. They want to change it into U.S. dollars, and obviously for value preservation. And that is a market on its own, which can then upset exchange rate. Even if the backup is there in the market, in the central bank, this will create a problem. My last point, I don't talk about production because we've over-talked about it. I want to talk about the informal sector, which is quite huge, over 70%. The informal sector has no formal rules. That it uses its informal rules. It has its own in court governor of central bank. It has its own bank called the Metris Bank. And it does whatever it wants to because of the history which we had of disappointment of the financial system and the policymakers. So they have created their own economy, which does not, they don't even understand the ZiG which we are talking about. They are normal life there. They use the US dollars. So that is a serious threat. And as long as we don't build confidence for them to be part of the mainstream, as long as we don't grow the economy to reduce the informal sector and formalize some, it's a journey that is very difficult to go. So I'll stop here for now to allow others to come in.
Thank you, Prof. Honorable Chilua, you heard the issues that Prof. Mugano is raising. What's your take on all this?
Yeah, thank you so much, and good evening, Professor Mugano.
Evening, Honorable. How are you doing?
I'm well. Yeah, I I managed to attend to the presentation of the new monetary policy statement. And I probably want to say, I think what was critical for us was to look at what was the issue that we were trying to address. And I would want to specifically mention that the governor was very clear that we are looking at addressing price and exchange rate volatility. And why we are looking at those critical issues, it is because an analysis of the market is clearly showing us that people had lost confidence in the currency. People had no trust in the Zimbabwe dollar. And our currency, the Zimbabwe dollar, was not fitting the definition of a currency. We are looking at divisibility, we are looking at acceptability, and the general trust. So, the monetary policy statement was an attempt to address those issues. Now, looking at the proposed ZIG, which is the Zimbabwe gold that has been introduced, why we have been having disparities between the official rate and the parallel market rate? It is because in order for us as a country to stabilize our currency, we should produce. When we are producing, the export earnings are the ones that are going to support our currency. But unfortunately, when it came to the determination of the price of our currency, we had multiple equilibrium. Professor, you mentioned the existence of a malevolent informal sector. Surely that sector, it has got its own governor and its own rights. But what was exacerbating the situation was we were somewhat managing the exchange rate. But now, the monetary policy statement is saying the exchange rate is going to be determined by the market. And I think that one is a plus. Because there is no way we will continue to determine the exchange rate outside what is coming from the fundamentals. So if the rate is now coming from the market, at least we will deal with the problem of arbitrage. And I think this is a positive.
Thank you.
The other issue that is the...
Thank you, Honorable. Thank you, Honorable. Rekaiti mboku batai mromo mbichana pane pinda oparu nare munozo endera mberi. Alo, kola... Alo?
Hello?
Ye, unjani mfo wetu? Ai siyaphila. Ye, lingenele kuhlelo mfo wetu Mthabisi. Unga jikala phana awakho amazwi ukubona njani konke lokhu okwemali entsha eZimbabwe.
Ye, okwemali entsha eZimbabwe siyakubona, kodwa sikazinaso isiqiniseko sokuthi leyo mali ilesisindo esingakanani uma ikhona elizweni.
Pho liza iyamukela na imali leyi?
Ye, okwamanje sizoyamukela inikezo ngedi umsuku for 6 months ukubona ukuthi imali yakho isebenza kanjani, ngoba kwamanje asisathembi lutho oluphuma khona ephezulu komlangako.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi lingenile kuhlelo mfowethu.
Hayi, siyabonga.
Honorable Chiluwa, tizoka kwa mburi, yeah. Tina urombo tita mboku, misaye apo. Muchiru kuendera mberi, pane vafona vanga wachi taura shikari nyaya ya taura na Prof Mukano ye acceptability ye currency. Inova nyaya mambo taura shikari ye confidence ye vanu kuti icha kamchirwa sei ne vanu. Nema onero enyu ndezvipi zvasiyana nedzimwe mari dzakambo vapo muZimbabwe zvichaita kuti vanhu vange vachigamuchira mari iyi uyezve pane matanho amaona here ari pamonetary policy ekuti achabatsiridza kuti vanhu vange vachigamuchira.
Ndinotenda iyeyo ndo nyaya huru. Confidence building haiiti tine zuva rimwe. And munoziva kana vanhu vakambotsva mavoko avo kushure vanenge vachingoti nonga zviya zvakamboitika zvinogona kungodzokorereka futi. Asi inini tangaona kuti tinogona kubhudha confidence ndechekuti kana mabhenzi edu ariwo ava kushanda zvakanyanya pakunga nereji pasina kuti reti inenge ichiitwa nefederal bank ndokunga tinogona kutibatsira. Chimwe chatachitarisira kuti monetary policy statement yanga ifanira kunge yataura nezvayo ndechekuti munhu anofanira kuti akata mari yake kubank kana ndikati ndoda kundotora 1,000, 2,000, 10,000 yangu ndofanira kundotora. Handifaniri kuti ndikaenda kubank ndondonzi nhasi wakutora 1,000 mangwana wakutora 500. Zvinofanira kubvumitswa kuti vanhu vatore mari nokudhipozita mari yavo pasina kumuyikidzwa. And tinotarisirazve kuti mainterest rate avataura kuti kana vanhu vaitawo mari mumabhenga avo inofanira kuwanavo ichibereka then machargesivo ngadzike pasi. Ndozvavataura kuti marate emacharges acho anenge akusvika kuma12% asingadariki vana 12%. Saka ndinoona kuti izvozvo zvinogona kutibatsira kuti pave neconfidence. Asi confidence building haiitiki nezuva rimwe. Tinotarisira tichienda ikoko sezvataurwa na vamugano kuti nyaya iripo yakakosha ndeye production. Kana tikaita production tichiita kuti pave neconfidence zvinogona kutibatsira kuti nyika yedu iende mberi.
Tinotenda honorable Chiluwa. Regai timbotora vamwewo zvekare vapinda parunhare. Vamusara Makadi. Hello. Tinofara. Tiri kuona mari itsvai yauya. Imiwo muri kuigamuchira sei ikoko?
Ya tikutarisirawo kuti pamwe nyika yedu ingavawo nechenji iri nani.
Muri kuona ichigona kudzikamisa here nyaya dzemareti idzi dzanetsa muZimbabwe?
Ya ndoiyo chishuwo changu yana ndichitarisirawo kuti pamwe vanga vaone something chinochinja mukati menyika yeZimbabwe tikakwanisa kuvaone mabhengi wete tichitawo mari dzedu uko kuberekawo Zimbabwe uko.
Aiwa tinotenda vamasara kuti mapindawo muchirongwa. Regai tinzwe kuti vamwewo vanoiona sei nyaya iyi. Tidzokere kwamuri Prof Mukano. Tiri kuona apa honorable Chiluwa vachitaura nezvenzira dzaiswa kuti inge ichigamuchirika mari iyi kana kuti zvimwe zvezvinhu zvinoda kuti zvinge zvichiitwa nekufamba kwenguva. Imiwo munoona sei nyaya yekugamuchirika kwemari iyi Prof?
Tinotenda. Ndinoda kuwirirana nezvataura honorable Chiluwa. Chokwadi, mari ikakwanisa kuti tikapinda mubank toi deposita mangwana toida toiwana chinhu chakanaka. Handina chanda kuwedzera kana kutapudza. Regai ndingowedzera pamusoro panozvichida kuti vazotorawo sezvo vari mugovernment. Chikuru chinofanira kuitwa zvakare ndechekuti munhu anofanira kuita access mari mubank tichichinja mari zviya. Ndoda kuwedzera pekuti tikadeposita tinikwanisa kuizoitora. Asi ndichida kutengawo foreign currency gift mugano ndinofanira kufamba kupinda mubank ndotenga foreign currency yangu sezvo handinoita kumusika mutema uko. izozo nekuti retika iyaizwa open and tinoda kutenda governor nenzira iyo yevatora kuti taakuita open my exchange rate right asiri controlled right early but right that's a very good move I think aichiitika pa ground nekuti zvakamboitwa futi muna 20 February vachidiwa nekutanga kuziva 2019 pakaenda produceswa interbank market mabhengi akaita mutsikanzwa yavakaita yekuti havana kuzoimplementa interbank market sezvaifanira kuti zviitwe nekuti mabhengi azvaanoita kune vamwe vane mari yakawanda yeforeign currency vamwe vane shoma I think ari pachirungu structural challenges saka governor wa central bank ndikutaura ndakatsimba kuita kuti honorable Chiduwa vari mugovernment vazozvitarisa zvakanaka pavanoita feedback within the government structures kuti dambudziko iroro risadzokererwe nekuti tikazopinda mubhengi muya manje toda kutenga foreign currency low but there are fees ku South Africa uri kupi nekupi ndonyimwa mari iya kana ndoda kungobvena hangu mari yangu ndoda foreign currency ikundichengete semunhu weZimbabwe ndonyimwa futi ndinoenda kublack market saka black market black market yaiya redicat
tinotenda
that's where we get money
tinotenda prof Mugano regaiti pe honorable Chiduwa mukana wekuti vapindurewo zvekare apo tisati tapendera chirongwa honorable Chiduwa mainzanya yaiauya na prof Mugano uyezve imwe nyaya iri kushungurudza vakawanda ndeyekuti mari iyi zige ichange ichitendera here vanhu kuti vange vachitenga zvinhu zvinenge fuel vachibhadhara mapasipoti nezvimwe here zvabuda pachena here pabudiswa monetary policy zvi honorable
ndinotenda regai ndiitange nezvemitsikanzwa yemabhengi yataurwa naprof zvataurwa naprofesa vari kunyatsokutaura kuti basa remabhanga nderekuita yatinoti financial intermediation nderekuita kuti tive nefinancial inclusion kuti kwese tikwanise kuwana mikana yokukwanisa kusevenzesa mari asi mitsikanzwa shuwa mitsikanzwa yakaitwa nemabhengi nhasi gavhena vedu vataura statement yokuti not under my watch 13 times vanga vachipresenda statement and tinotarisira kuti vachaita kuti mumaketi muve nediscipline zvigi rimwe ranzi 1 bit is equal to 1 milligram yegold but 1 milligram yegold price yayo inodetemainwa in the international market zvoreva kuti zigi redi rinenge richitongowana price yaro from the price yegold saka isu tiri kutarisira kuti mavariations anogona kuitika anenge asina kunyanya zvoita kuti vanhu vachikonzendeta panyaya dzeproduction saka isu mubvunzo wewo wakunzwa nemedia kuti zvino kana zigi richashanda sese here zigi rinofanira kushanda sese kundotenga fuel kundobhadhara mafizi sezvandaitaurwa naprofesa rive neaccessibility asi kuti karenzi idhumiwe inyaya yeconfidence inyaya yetrust saka isisu tiri kuti tikangorasika panyaya yeconfidence netrust zigi rinorapiwa nemaketi saka isu tiri kutarisira kuti zvataurwa ndezvinofanira kunge zvichibvumiranwa tiri kudiwa ndechekuti masolutions to our situation ngaabve kuvanhu letit be stakeholder driven vanhu vachitaura kuti ngatiendei takadai nenyika yedu saka tiri kutarisira kuti iwoyo zvese kwese tinofanira kunge tichikwanisa kuti sezvazvimbochi
tinotenda
basket yemakarenzi iri kuramba iripo
tinotenda honorable nguva dzedu ndo dzati mhanyei let me take this opportunity to thank you prof Mugano and honorable Chiduwa for coming on the program signing off and that brings us to the end of our show signing off in Washington I am Chabo Kancube.